Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. It's December! It's the holidays! It's my favorite time in the world. I love it, I love it, I love it. I hope you all had a great Turkey Day and got my love message. I hope you watched that amazing video that was sent to me by Miss Sunshine, one of our community members. I love it when you guys send me stuff, and I can post it on eBlast and things like that. So thank you. It was very powerful. If you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to it, because you're going to want to. And I've just been a little creative maniac here. I spent all day yesterday filming new product that I'm really excited about. Really great stuff about bringing all the creation process together in a really simple way, so that there's one whole, complete, amazing package for everybody to start out understanding how all this wonderful stuff works. And I'm telling you, I'm just like got all these emails ready to go out to studios with the film that I had commissioned, and woo, it's a good time to create, guys. And that brings me into what we're going to talk about today. So I was talking to Gabrielle over WhatsApp. She's in Bali. She corrects me every time. You know, it's that Kansas thing. And I said to her, boy, I don't know what I'm going to talk about on the show Sunday. Usually I'm really clear, you know, about all the stuff that's going on in my life and in the world and everything. But she wrote back and she said, feeling disconnected from your purpose. And I went, yeah, I hear that from people a lot. Let's do that. So I sat down and started channeling what we're supposed to know about that. And again, the channel says, our purpose on this plane, on this physical plane, is to know that we are God, to know that we are our own creators. And then you truly know God and connect with all thought and all possibility that is God. So when we know we're God, and when we know we're our own creator, that equals happiness. But we don't claim that. We don't move into it. We don't experience it because we're in fear of being wrong. So if I don't create, if I put my toe into the water and I'm not able to create, I'll know I'm not a creator and not God. So I'll just stay in this purgatory place and I'll wait for a sign, or I'll wait for permission, right, to really embrace the fact that I'm the God of me. Which, of course, leads us into having no proof of our own creatorship, which keeps us then living in the experience that I'm not the creation of me, which keeps us from going, I am God, claiming I am God. So I invite you today, get off, pick one little thing you want to create, even if it's dinner. That shows you that you're the creator of you. Start acknowledging that. Start embracing it. Because ultimately, there will be then nothing to fear, nothing to doubt, nothing to wonder about. There will only be creation. And that's an exciting place to live. So we're coming together to claim, and claiming is demanding, commanding. I command myself, the God of me, to know that I am the God of me, and I am my own creator. And so it is. Baby cakes. Okay, get ready, because my Christmas present to all of you becomes available tomorrow. You know, every year I give you these Christmas privates, half an hour for $100. They go really fast, guys. Put a timer on, put a poster up, whatever you want to do, so that you remember tomorrow if you are called to so do that. And predictions webinar is December 18th. And do I have something interesting. Because, you know, I always like to bring you information about the webinar before the webinar to give you an idea of what's going on. And they said, I started asking about, you know, give me some really clear information around what is going to be coming in on the webinar, especially around politics, because that's all the emails I'm getting right now. And it said, literally, that it can't give me anything definitive today because something major is happening before the webinar that will change everything. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely piqued about that. So I'm going to be watching and being very present about what goes down before December 18th. And depending on your perspective, it's good or bad. So that's what they gave me. When I say I can have anything else, I get a no, because energy is always moving. Energy is always changing. Energy is always responding. Okay? And obviously, something's going to happen that's going to shift a lot of the energy and the energetic play between Washington and the people and the world, they said. Wow. So, okay. We're on alert, and we've got our eyes and ears open, right? Let's just balance that. We're going to bring in the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth around this. We are bringing in the golden light and the violet flame. We're claiming I am divine love. So this is a really good time to practice I am the God of me. And again, in private, people are asking me consistently and constantly to go over the claim for the country. Guys, what do you want? I am directing and claiming that I live in a country of dignity, of love and honor and respect for all people, of truthfulness, of power through divine love, honesty, integrity. I live in a country where everything is in balance. I live in a world where it is constantly achieving the balance of energy in weather, in money, in health, in communication, in all vital subjects. So add your own, but make sure you just state exactly what you want, guys. Peace, harmony. God, they keep giving me the word dignity. A country of dignity. Well, I get that. Okay, so be the creators you are and direct the creation of what you want. Okay, is there anything else? No, good. I can go to the calls early today. Let me see, is there anything else on here? Oh, no, I'm really excited for this new product, but I'll tell you more about that later. All right, we're going to go to the calls, and we're going to start with Robert in South Carolina. Sir, you're on the air.
Hey, Dee Wallace, I'm very excited to report that I have $1,000 in a savings account that I've received since we last spoke.
Woo-hoo, Robert! Good creating, my friend.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, all energy is in alignment with love for my benefit.
Yes, sir. That's a great claim. Yep, because money is love. Our health is love, our relationships are love, and that's why when we love ourselves more, we get to create more. Well, that's awesome, Robert, and I'm really happy with the words you presented that with, too, because you're acknowledging and really taking credit for creating that. And we have to do that, guys. If we're going to create more, we have to honor ourselves for creating what we have so far, right?
Yes, that's exactly what I've been going. Like any little thing that I'm like, oh, this is in alignment with what I'm creating, I go, thank you. And then,
yep.
And then I let it go and continue. Now, I have a question. And Dee, I wrote this question down before your show. And we shouldn't be surprised, but we can be impressed. I'm Presbyterian, and as you know, that's very similar to Methodist.
Uh-huh.
I believe in God, and I want to know how I can get the feeling and the alignment of claiming I am God when I sometimes feel a little sacrilegious.
Yeah, well, that's a really, really old teaching that came from the need to hold us down, Robert. So I would say to you, go to the good book and literally see what God and Christ had to say about it. Because they never said you're not even worthy to sit at the feet of Christ. They said, these miracles and more will you do also. Go do them. You're made in the image and likeness of all thought and all possibility. That means you're a fractal of it. You're a hologram of it. You have every quality of the one, which means you are the one. So it's an age-old teaching that came about, the channel keeps telling me, when the popes and the kings back in the early days got together and they went, well, we've got a way to control the masses, which allows us to control the money, control the politics, etc. Does that help you?
Is God both outside and within us?
All thought and all possibility. So if you get away from God as a guy sitting up there,
mm-hmm.
which is what we've all been taught from the time we went to Bible school, and you look at the word God as defined as all thought and all possibility, do you not have that within you?
I do. I'm supposed to.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit's supposed to be in there too.
That's all thought and all possibility. We all have the choice to think any thoughts we want. We all have every possibility open to us in our focus and our choices. Everything is open to us, and everything is open to everybody around us. So that's what they mean when God is omnipresent and omniscient, everywhere, all the time, because all thought and all possibility are always open to us. So if you can broaden your thinking, Robert, into broadening the definition of God. Now, there's an interesting subject to explore, broadening your definition of God, because what the channel is saying right now is religion has really limited God, as opposed to expanded it, the concept into everything that exists anywhere in all energy. And that's available to all of us all the time. Good talk to start the show. Thank you, my friend, and congrats to that $1,000, baby.
Thank you so much, Dee. Have a great December.
Oh, I'm creating it that way. Thank you, darling. Woohoo! What a great testimony. Paula, you're on. Paula in California.
Hi, Dee. Happy
Hi, baby.
December.
Thank
you. It's your month, right?
It is.
Yeah. I would just actually like to have some discernment because my nephew is going through some, I don't even know what he's going through, but it's like he's gone crazy. And he's like accusing my brother of these things that aren't true and his sister. And he's like, and we don't even know where he is, you know, so we don't, you know,
okay,
like, how do we help him?
Okay, Paula. Okay. So everybody take a breath here because, Robert, take a breath. Because what we have to talk about, everybody's going to go to evil energy. There is no evil energy. There is energy that has maybe gotten directed into a negative way, but all energy is neutral, guys. So there's no energy out there looking to attack you. All right? Well,
yep.
I know. I hesitate to go into things like this because that sense memory in the water, right, of us, that's where we go. And I don't want you to go there. It's pointless.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a belief system that has risen up within you. Is it your nephew?
Yes.
Okay. Something happened that reminded him that he has no power. It was with a male, and it was...
Is it my brother? His father?
Hold on. It was about 3 months ago that this all started. But it's reminding him of an enormous amount of past lives where all of his loved ones turned against him and took his power away. Yes, I get it's with his brother or with his father. Do you know what went down?
I don't. And it actually happened last year, you know, because he got married in January and then he accused his new wife of all this stuff, which wasn't really true, and then he annulled it. So we don't even know what happened. It's just, I don't know.
You don't have to know what happened.
Okay.
You don't have to know what happened, Paula. But you see what you guys are all focused on? What are you focused on? See the fear? I can hear the fear in your voice. You guys know better. If you do this work, you know that that's not going to redirect what's happening.
Exactly.
Okay, so your job and the rest of your families, if they can hear this, is to demand. Now, you can't create for another person, guys.
Right.
But you can demand that all this past life memory of his be transmuted into his knowing that all the people he loves are there to love and support him in every way.
Right.
And you start seeing him as someone who can see that. Right now, you're okay. Only seeing him with his limitations.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. There's a
lot. I will do that.
Yeah. Fear has, and they're literally saying, I command all of these memories to be transmuted into divine love. And I demand that he is able to see the unconditional love that we all have for him. When I say he's bipolar, and guys, I'm not a shrink, I'm not a doctor. When I say he's bipolar or there's a psychic.
Schizophrenia.
No.
Good.
I get it's all a spiritual memory, which, by the way, I haven't seen it yet, but I want you all to see how our work is starting to make it into mainstream everything. My assistant came in and she'd gone to see Frozen. She said, Dee, I almost dropped over in my chair because it's all about how the water keeps its memory forever.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
that's what you're dealing with, Paula. Don't focus on the negative. If anybody's
mm-hmm.
watching Evil, it's such an amazing exploration into both sides of this subject. And they tackle it with really fascinating perspectives on this whole evil thing. And they're starting to introduce people into perspective and how your different perspectives continue to create what you're living.
Absolutely.
So,
yep.
Okay. All right,
yes.
Darling.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you so much. This is really helpful.
Paula, one thing they're adding is that being said, it is not okay for any of you to allow him to mistreat you or disrespect you in any way.
Right, exactly.
Okay, but you counter that with love, divine love, all right?
Exactly. But, and I have my brother, we composed a text message that sent the message of the unconditional love.
Great.
So that, yeah.
And just energetically, you don't even have to see him. Just close
mm-hmm.
your eyes, open your heart, and energetically send him love. Love will and does transmute everything. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Oh, Deeka, what's up, baby cakes?
Oh, hi, Dee. Well, actually, everything you were saying is kind of doing the clearing out. Excuse me. I'd like some clear. I got a bone density test back, and my left hip apparently is weaker than my right hip, and I know left hip is feminine, power. And when I got the letter that said that, I immediately flashed on my grandmother and my mother and our genetic line of women. I've been using my pendulum and the old sheets that I had from your class a million years ago, which have been lifesavers to me. So I wondered if you could give me some clarity on that, because I send love to everything that happens to me, and I especially want it to go to my guidance system, the way I use the pendulum, the way my intuition works.
Deeka, that's all in place, they're saying. That's all in place. What you're dealing with is, hold on, I'm waiting for the words, love and forgiveness for your lineage.
Forgiveness for the women and the men?
Love and forgiveness for your lineage, on the female side. So it's, you know, and this is for everybody, of course, guys. You know, we, no matter what happened to them, no matter what they passed down to us, we need to accept, forgive, and then start directing what we want. So right now, well, they're telling me, hold on, guys, I got to get the body book here. Fortunately, it's in here. Oh, I just saw a picture of Gabby as a baby when I went over there to pick this up. All right, so am I going too hip? Well, and I'm going to Gabby. That wasn't a... So, in other words, it's the lineage again, that's passed down. You know, I often say to her, take all my good stuff, honey, and expand on it. Make your own. And all my limiting beliefs and fears, not yours to own. And that's what we're talking about. So here, hold on. Here, here, here. Well, it's literally left hip. Bonding incompetence. There are issues concerning their sense of a lack of belonging, connectedness, and intimacy, both sexual and non-sexual. There is a felt lack of groundedness and gross incompetence in this area. This is the urban hermit inability to be vulnerable and close. That's what you're working on in the lineage. The vulnerability to be close, because to do so is to invite destruction, to judge from their family experience. So what you are wanting to forgive and accept is this fear of being vulnerable and close, because in the past that equals some kind of destruction in your life. And okay, so this is interesting. What they're saying to me is this was passed down to Gabrielle through her daddy's side. So we're all going to come together, because we've all got this somewhere in our lineage, our cells, our water, our memory, that I choose to allow my heart to be open, my chakras to be open, my heart line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, I know that I am safe and strong and the God of me when I allow myself to be vulnerable. Because that always brings awesome, positive creation into my life. And so it is. And now it will be easier to step into, if you look at those words from a hip perspective, step into your creative power. And your creative power, you guys, you have to be vulnerable. On a more physical note, again, not a doctor, but they're saying they would like you to check and make sure, you know, when you take calcium, you need magnesium. And there needs to be a balance of that in there for your bones. When I say yours is off balance, no, but you need, I don't understand that. So you're not off balance, but you need more of one thing to go with the other. So, I mean, and I get you're able to test it, Deka. And by the way, you are one of the people who helped literally create the sheets when you were in the studio. So if you need the most up-to-date sheets, which we just updated them on 11/20/19, please email me and I'll send them to you. I mean, we wouldn't even have the sheets without, you know, those of you that were in the studio that helped create all this. Okay,
okay,
sweetheart.
Okay, just email you and ask you for an updated version?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh,
and
what a beautiful gift.
We are going to, you're welcome, baby. And we're going to balance everything that Deacon and I have talked about for all of us. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. So it is. Great. Boy, thank you for bringing that in, Deka.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas. You're Christmas itself.
Yeah, thank you. You know it's my time for sure. Thank you, baby.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to Paul in Oregon. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, hey, so everything that you've talked about so far and brought in has been very amazing and supportive. So I wanted to say thank you for that and thank you for what you're doing. And
thank
also
you.
Wish you a wonderful, wonderful December. So what's come up is over the Thanksgiving, I had our whole family was together, our immediate family. So Mika, myself, our three kids. And it was wonderful, and we were very, very powerfully connected and putting things together. And so I thought, wow, this is really, really great. Well, this morning, I wake up and I feel like I'm in a pressure cooker or something, like I'm just completely off. And it's like, what is going on here? So I would like to ask if you have any – if you
well,
can,
yes, but I would
yes.
like you to direct yourself – to put yourself back in balance because you haven't. Uh-huh.
I'm out of balance? Okay.
Yeah, you're out of balance. Just by what you said, you can tell you're out of balance. So,
uh-huh.
guys, if you wake up and you feel crummy, do something about it.
Well, I did. I got up and I did Tai Chi and got my water and put everything together and then said, let me.
You did not direct your energy to be open and happy and balanced and positive. It's true that the Tai Chi does that for you sometimes, not all the time. So
okay.
I want you to do that right now. Everybody direct yourself.
Okay.
I am, which means... I am the creation of, which means I am asking, demanding, that I am in balance. I am happy because I'm choosing to be happy. I'm light. Everything's in balance in my life. Right. Now, remember what I talked about last week on the show about... something that makes you as feel as good as 24,000 chocolate bars, it's a smile.
Okay, yes,
good.
Okay.
Well, there
okay.
you go. But when we feel crummy, we don't make ourselves smile, do we? Okay.
No, that was
now
it
you're back
like
in alignment.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay. Can you feel the shift, Paul? It's a little, but you should be able to. All right. So, guys, oh, my God. That's what I'm talking about. You've got to be conscious of when you fall out like that. Go, no frickin' way. This doesn't match me being the God of me and creating me. So I'm turning this around. I'm choosing to feel this way. Okay, so everybody's gone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, actually, two of the kids are still. My daughter took off back to California.
Okay, that's what it's all about, is the joy of the complete energy of your whole family, and then part of that energy left.
Okay.
And you went back to well, again, this is past life stuff and this life stuff. Memories of when the highest word they're giving me is people within your family were estranged in some way. And it's a very, very, very deep, deep, deep memory that you hardly even remember you have, but now you do because they've explained it to you, right? So when stuff like that, when experiences like this happen, guys, what you want to do is, A, I'm feeling crummy. I'm feeling out of balance. B, put yourself back into feeling good and getting balanced. You know how to do that. You know how to direct that energy. And then from that place, if you still need to know why you took the dive, you do it after you're in balance in order to get the highest information.
Gotcha.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, that'll do it. Thanks, Dee. That was very, very helpful.
Okay, good. You're welcome. Thank you. That was a good lesson for all of us. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Dee.
Happy holidays, baby. Anna in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy
baby
December.
And thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
Oh, thank you. My birthday is coming up.
Sure is, huh?
Yeah, you know what I do for my birthday? I have all my best girlfriends get together, and I take them to lunch.
Oh, what a fun idea. That's such a fun idea.
Oh, it's just great. It's just great. And, you know, the universe always creates extra money so I can do it. I just love how it works. What can we do for you today?
So I just wanted to see if there's anything that I need to know about a friend of mine's fiance or girlfriend or true love passed last month. And I was just wondering if there's any possible message or is there anything that he needs to know? Her name is Allison and his name is Matt.
There's a lot he needs to know. Okay. You know it, but you're not practicing it.
Ah.
So, Anna, nobody leaves without choice. We know that.
This I know, yes.
Okay. So, when I say all of you, most of you, yes, but all of you is not honoring her choice.
Uh-huh.
There's that you know, that physical on this plane thing of, oh, death. That's a horrible thing. And she was so young. And why would this have to happen? And yeah, you don't want to go there. It's pointless. It's a rabbit hole with no answers.
Right.
She died when she died because she decided to leave. And every time I say that, Anna, my pendulum is my huge yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is he able to hear this? Not at all right now.
Okay.
Not at all. He has to get out of his victimness before he can understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a process for people who don't do this work, especially. It can be a longer process.
Well, he's an amazing healer.
Well, he needs to heal himself around this then.
Okay.
When I say he's chosen to do that, I get a no.
Okay.
And I can tell you, I don't call myself a medium, but I get that she's coming through here and saying, look, I came back to experience unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that with him. And
okay.
So my experience was complete. Now okay. there's a new perspective for you. Man, you know, I found love and that's what my sole purpose was in this lifetime, was to allow somebody to love me that much. And I
mm-hmm.
got it. So now I can leave. Now
okay.
he might be able to hear that, Anna, if
mm-hmm.
you want to share that with him.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I'm not getting anything else, baby.
Okay, because I think his belief was that she was here for her two young children. And
nope.
My
she was here
was,
for him. She was here for the experience of unconditional love for him.
Okay.
Because she did not know. This is interesting. Oh, okay. See, with her kids,
mm-hmm.
it was, I have to be all the unconditional love, but she couldn't receive it from them. But
mm-hmm.
she was able to experience receiving that from him.
Okay. So
yeah.
is he able to receive unconditional love now that she's passed or from someone else?
He is, but he's not allowing himself to
okay.
yet.
So he's going to allow himself, and that's his experience?
That's the right question. That's his choice, honey.
Okay.
Remember, with everything that appears to be a negative, there is
mm-hmm.
always a choice for us to make it a positive.
Right.
Okay? And it's
mm-hmm.
in that choice that is your freedom, guys.
Okay.
All right. Much love to you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Diana in Niagara Falls, you're on.
Hi, Dee. This is a great call. So much really good information.
Thank you, baby.
I wanted to ask about something that I'm really procrastinating with personally. I've been directing my energy that it would be easy and come to me effortlessly. I have to write something, a personal piece about myself.
Okay, stop. I've got it just in your words. What you just said was, I have to write. See, that's not a choice. You haven't made it a choice. When you make it a choice and you go, this is what I want. I want to do this. Then
yeah, and that's,
everything opens up for you.
And that's where I'm falling out.
I
am really
conflicted. Well, don't fall out then. Nobody else is making you fall out but you.
True.
See?
True.
You know, I had the whole day off yesterday. And that's a rare occasion in my life. And we were talking about going to a movie and blah, 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 and we could do this and we could do that. And I went, you know, I really want to create this new product that the channel's given me to help everybody understand off the bat how all this works. And I looked at Lanny and I said, I would love to choose that to do today, but I need you to film it. Can you choose to do that with me? He said, absolutely, honey. And we spent 5 hours doing that. But I had to make it a choice. If I had said, oh, man, I really need to do this and I want to go to the movie. And you see, then I put up my own wall, Diana. You get it?
I do, and that's what I'm doing, so
yeah.
I understand.
So
okay.
That's what you were doing, and now you're going to choose to love yourself enough to make the choice that creates what you want to create. for yourself.
Is there any information around the procrastination? Because that's a common
no.
That's a common
that's
thing.
It. You think you have to do stuff, and you're kind of putting your middle finger up to your mother. Did your mother used to make you do stuff when you didn't want to do it?
Yes, still does.
All the time? They're saying
yes.
All the time. Yeah. Well, so basically you're flipping your mom off and going, you know what? I'm not going to do that in my life anymore. I'm not going to do stuff I don't want to do. But you don't realize that you're taking yourself down by trying to get back at your mother subconsciously, because that's not allowing you to make the choices that support what you want to create. So forgive her, honey. She did the best she could. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Our creation does not have anything to do with them anymore, guys. Don't use them as an excuse, and don't wait for them to come through for you so you can do it. You create you and march on. And so it is. Thank
and
you,
so
baby.
It is. Thank you.
You bet. That was an amazingly fabulous lesson for everybody there. Let's see. Patricia in Alabama, you're on. Whoops, you're not on. Now you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you? Thank
I'm
you.
I'm awesome, sweet thing. What can I do for you?
Dee, please, can you tell me what you see around nursing school, the nursing program? I'm in it. I am coming toward the end of the semester, and I want to see if you see this semester ending successfully for me.
Okay, that's totally up to you, Patricia. That's totally up to you. Do you want to choose that?
I do, yes.
Okay, well then choose it. And
I choose it.
Okay, and now that you've chosen it, you take every single solitary action and follow through on that action that you need to take to create that successful conclusion. There's one, first of all, you got to choose. This is good for me and I love it, so I'm going to choose to do everything in my power to make this a successful end. See, right now, you're, first of all, in doubt. Will it or won't it be? Well, you got to know, baby. I am directing a successful end to this semester. That's what I want, and that's what I'm creating. And I'm going to take every single solitary step I can and action that I can to create that happening.
Okay.
There's nothing else, baby. You're the power. So you
got it.
You are the God of you. Start doing for yourself what God would do for you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
You bet. You can do this. I get great vibes, Patricia, here. So, okay?
Thank you, Dee.
You're
you
welcome.
So much. I'm a first-timer, and I've been enjoying the show so far. It's very uplifting. And your voice holds so much power and uplifting. I started off, I don't know how I was feeling when I called the show, but just to listen to you, and your spirit is so high, it put me on a high.
Well, good, baby. And what I want you to know, Patricia and everybody, is you can do that for yourself.
Yes.
That's the choice you start your day with every day. Today is a great day. Not going to be a great day. Today is a great day. Today I'm happy. Today I'm full of spunk and action and joy around what I'm going to create here, right? My heart's open and my chakras are open and I'm a go-getter. Bring it on. Bring this day on. Yeah, and you watch the difference you have in your days. It's so simple, guys, but are you doing it? Thank you, darling, for calling in, and welcome to this amazing community, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
God bless.
And you too, baby cakes. Sandy in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Good morning. excuse me.
What's the matter with your little voice?
Well, it's part of that Epstein-Barr virus, and I ate very unhealthy over the holidays, so it's healing again.
All right, so hold on. We're all in balance. Anybody switch? We both want the highest answer. I get a no on that.
Okay.
When you say it's a part of the Epstein-Barr virus, I get a no.
Okay.
Now, your voice can be affected when you get tired. When I say that's what it is, I get a no. All right. We're going straight to you speaking your truth. And speaking your truth about the cause of why you created Epstein-Barr. Because, again, guys, everybody listen, the viruses are around us all the time. There is not a flu season, except that we've been sold a bill of goods that there's a flu season. And so half of us have gone, all right, I'll accept that belief. And you know, as you believe, it's delivered to you. So I want to get to the belief. This is where we're going. This is the highest choice. Yes. We're going to a core belief that's behind the Epstein-Barr.
Okay.
You know, it's totally possible to eliminate Epstein-Barr, right? To bring yourself back into balance. Okay, because I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Yeah, see, I can never be God.
Mm.
So if you're a member of this community, which you have been for a while, and all of our focus, Sandy, is on being the God of us, right? Being our own creators, taking responsibility for the creation of ourselves. If we're doing all that work and your little girl and your soul is going, yeah, but I can't ever be God. What that does is it sets you up for struggling and fighting and working hard, which is wearing you out, because you're going, I want to know I'm the God of me, but I can never be the God of me. And that's exhausting. That's like saying, I need to walk out the door. Oh, I can't walk out the door. I got to walk out the door, but I can't walk out the door. I got to walk out the door. I'm too afraid to walk out the door. And you live there for 10 or 15 years, guys, fighting what you know you want to do, and we get exhausted from it. So that's the core of it, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not only can I be God, I am the God of me. I choose my thoughts. I choose my beliefs. I choose my perspectives. I choose how I feel. And I let it all flow. Creation is easy. It's easy. It's easy. I would start every day with that. And I get you have been, but continually direct your body and your brain to rebalance itself in knowing that you're the God of you, and that creation is easy. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I just got to be more precise.
Well,
detailed.
More precise.
In my wording.
And also easier. You know?
Yeah.
Let it flow, baby. Give up the fight. You are God. There's nothing you can do about that. Accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And then allow yourself to move into easy creation. Okay?
Sounds good.
I'm not getting anything
else.
Okay, real quick, because we're out of time.
Yeah, real quick. is that I've been feeling and seeing out of the corner of my eye like a black, something black. And I don't normally
I can't remember what they call it. It's just that thing that happens to our eyes sometimes. Floater, maybe, is the word I'm looking for.
No, this is almost like a, it startles me.
Well,
so I just wondered if Channel picked up on anything.
It's nothing. It's nothing to worry about. It's nothing to worry about. It's that I get. We're asking the right question. Anything physical, spiritual, mental? No. It's just, it's don't put your focus on it. Put your focus on what you want. And if you want the positive, you know, I see clearly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for the clarity.
If you put those two things together, Sandy, I see clearly that I am the God of me and all my creation is easy. That's the entire thing. You bet, baby. Thanks for calling
in.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe it. I love you, too. I love you all. Okay, so tomorrow we're rolling out the $100 half-hour sessions. And what's the date for the webinar? The 18th for the predictions webinar. Oh, my God. Everybody stay awake about what's going to happen before then that's going to change everything. I'm just piqued about that. Wow, I can't believe this show. You know, Lanny laughs at me because I get up so early on Sunday mornings. I just get excited. I get excited about being here and doing this with you and what we're going to get to and the truth we're going to. I just get excited about being with you. And I want you to consciously create these holidays the way you want them, guys. Really state what you want and feel the joy and the love around that. I'm sorry for all those people I didn't get to. I was going as fast as I could. So let's say all this together. I love me. Come on, get behind it. I love me. And I love me even more because I know. That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.